In a drive to maintain a diverse mix of businesses in its commercial center, Oak Bay is moving ahead with plans that could restrict some companies from occupying village shopfronts. At a meeting on October 6, council committed to considering a draft bylaw that would only allow new real estate offices to operate out of commercial spaces above and below street level. The bylaw isn't about real estate as a profession, but I do believe that the presence of real estate offices at street level does affect the vitality, pedestrian experience and the retail mix of our village, said Cowan. Hazel Braithwaite. Real estate offices already operating in the village, Max Camosen, the agency in Engel and Volkers, would be allowed to remain in their street level spaces, and new real estate businesses would be permitted to move into these spaces provided the shopfront's use isn't discontinued for an uninterrupted period of 6 months. One resident, who chose not to share her name, told the Oak Bay News in July that she agrees with the move, if we're short of space. The woman added that she doesn't think real estate offices promote neighborhood vibrancy like coffee shops and restaurants do. The Oak Bay Business Association expressed a similar sentiment. While we value our real estate members, we have heard consistently from the community that there is no appetite for additional offices to open in Oak Bay Village, it said in a letter sent to council in July. In order to maintain the village as a vibrant commercial center, a mix of the types of businesses is necessary to draw people from the vicinity and beyond. But not everyone's in favor of the move. If a business can afford the rent, then the business has the right to be in that space, Victoria resident Linda Bradley said in July. Do I want to see 6 real estate offices in a row down Oak Bay? Probably not, but telling a business where they can and can't have a business, that doesn't resonate with my values. Engel and Volker's realtor Scott Piercy explained he was frustrated by the claim that real estate offices don't contribute to the village's vitality, adding that the offices offer residents a valuable service. We're selling houses and we're giving advice to people who want to buy in the neighborhood, he said. People need a professional location to do that and a retail entrance, and for elderly people in our neighborhood, street level is definitely better. Council said it would notify Max Camosen, the agency in Engel and Volkers about the possible change before considering the bylaw at a future meeting.